Yirmi Yahu Perak Lamazayan Pasuk Yudbeis Linish Maspital Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak Vayetze Yirmi Yahu Yerushalayim Lelechas Eretz Binyamin. So the Chaldeans, the Kastim, have withdrawn a bit from Yerushalayim, giving false hope to the people inside Yerushalayim that maybe there's a chance. But there is obviously so much fear and dread among the Jews that they've set up guards on the gates to make sure nobody escapes, because they're afraid that there's going to be a massive defection of people running for it to try to save themselves. And so instead, it's hard to get out. But Yirmiyahu managed to get out of Yerushalayim to go to the land of Binyamin. So Yirmiyahu is on his way. He wanted to slip out of the city. It seems to be, the man Lois suggests that these are personal motives. Targum Yonah's son said that he went to Binyamin lefalga as achsatna de islay tamon begoy ama. He wanted to go there to check out some of his land situation up in Anasos, to visit his plot of land. So it doesn't say Yirmiyahu Anavi, it says Yirmiyahu. It's Yetze Yirmiyahu Mirushalayim to go to Binyamin. Lachalik misham besocha am. To share land from there among the people. So he's going to share his inheritance with the people. Exactly why, what? So a relative of his died in Anasos, and he's going for something connected to the inheritance. You know how it is. War is terrible, but business is business. He's got to go. The Radak says he went there to get his chelek kohanim from the kohanim of Anasos. You know how it goes. Is it a war on? Yes, but you know, I have to pick up my paycheck. So he went there to go get paid. He went there to go wait online at the Social Security office for Kohanim that they had there. A source in Psikta de Rav Kohanim named Rabbi Binyamin Ben Levi says that he went there to teach his prophecies among the people of Anasos. Rabbi Nell says he went to flatter the people in Anasos, which was a bad move. So he's flattering some wicked people based on some of the dialogue that is going to follow. And negative stuff is going to happen, but sometimes you have to trick a Russia when the time comes. So no matter how you slice it, this was a Yirmiyahu decision, not a God told him to go decision. But so he's sneaking out. He's sneaking out behind the guards. Vayihu b'shar Binyamin b'sham ba'al pikidus. So he got to the gates of Binyamin. Somehow he managed to sneak through, and he was about to come into the gate of Binyamin, and a sentry was there. Pikidus, pokeid, the one who's counting who comes in and who goes out. There's a kid on guard, Urshimo Yir Iya ben Shalemya ben Chananya. His name was Yir Iya or Yir Aya, son of Shalemya, son of Chananya. Chananya, at the beginning of Tzidkiyahu's reign, we met back in Perichav Ches. So this is a real throwback Thursday shout out. Are we learning this on Thursday? Might be throwback Thursday. I'm not sure which day we're going to learn this pasuk, but consider it throwback Thursday in our minds. And that Chananya went to Tzidkiyahu, and he said that the yoke of the Melech Bavel had been broken, and in 2 years the Kalim were going to be returned to Yerushalayim. And Yirmiyahu said, Chananya, you're going to die early. And then he did. So now here's the grandson. So we got family feud here. We got the Hatfields and the McCoys. And young Yirmiyahu ain't kindly disposed towards Yirmiyahu HaNavi. You killed my grandpa. By his spouse is Yirmiyahu HaNavi Lamar. And he grabbed Yirmiyahu by the scruff of the neck. I added that for dramatic purposes. He grabbed Yirmiyahu saying, El HaKastim Atanovel. You are deserting us to join the Kastim. How little must you know Yirmiyahu to be able to say that Yirmiyahu is defecting to the Kastim? Just a terrifying thing. So Rabbi Breuer doesn't necessarily connect it to the family feud business. But he says, you know, he sees somebody running for it, and he considers him a traitor, and he schlepzach. Yadalva, Yirmiyahu Sheker! It's a lie, says Yirmiyahu. You lie! And he didn't know fell al HaKastim. I am not trying to throw myself for mercy on the Kastim. Later on, when they're going to offer him mercy, he's going to deny it and put himself in chains, even after they've offered him freedom. V'lo shamai love, but young Yir-Iyah ain't going to listen to this prophet, who he's mad about his grandpa. Vayispos Yir-Iyah v'Yirmiyahu v'Yivyehu el Asarim. So he took hold of Yirmiyah and dragged him in front of the officers, or the nobles. So Shlepsach. So here's Yirmiyah, caught, trapped like a rat in a trap. Vayiktzifu asarim al Yirmiyahu v'hiku oso. And the officers grabbed hold of Yirmiyah and they whacked him around. No body cams in those days. So, you know, if you get dragged up in front of the cops and they have you in a secluded corner, they're going to beat the heck out of you with the billy clubs. I can't breathe. No, sorry. Venusnu oso base ha esur. And so they locked him up in prison. What prison? Base Yehonasan Asofer, the house of Yehonasan the Sofer. Ki asu oso asu leves hakela, because they turned that into a prison. So poor Yehonasan the scribe has lost his house, and his house has been jammed up into making it into a prison. By the way, the Psikta Rabba, the Medrash, says that he was a kinsman of Hananya ha, quote, Navi, unquote. And so, you know, this Hananya caused an awful lot of trouble for Yirmiyah long after his own death. So, you know, he got grabbed by Yir'iyah ben Hananya, the grandson of Hananya, and then he got thrown into jail in the house of somebody else who was a connection of Hananya. So the Hananyas are after him over here. He should not have gone back to Anasos. You can't go home again, as Thomas Wolfe once said. So they grabbed him, they beat him up, they put him in prison. Tezayin kivo Yirmiyahu el beis habor ve'el hachanuyos. When Yirmiyahu was put into prison and into the stores, a lot of storage, located in front of the house, turned prison facing the street. Or maybe the stores were turned into prisons. And Yirmiyahu's prison area, actually, if I remember correctly, the tour guides show that it was turned into an Arab banana market for quite a while there in recent times. So things don't change their nature. But Yeshev Sham Yirmiyahu Yamim Rabin, back into prison, Yirmiyahu has gone. I got the Folsom prison blues, like Johnny Cash. He can never stay out of jail for very long. And now he is trapped there in jail. The stores, or the cells, is another definition of those chanuyos. And they're confined and they're trapped. And if they try to run, they'll fall into the pit that's in the middle of the prison. So there's nowhere to go, nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to flee. And so Yirmiyah's in jail again, not for the first time.